From RTE Brainstorm, How Bonus Points Have Changed Leaving Cert Maths, by Niamh O'Mara, University of Limerick, Porrick Tracy, MIC Limerick, and Mark Prendergast, UCC. In Ireland, the proportion of students opting to complete their Leaving Cert Mathematics examinations at higher level has increased by 130% in 13 years. Such growth would suggest that significant progress is being made in mathematics education in Ireland, but research into the reasons behind this surge may temper such optimism. Increasing participation in higher-level mathematics at senior cycle has been a key aim for Irish policymakers over the past 15 years. The Bonus Points Initiative was introduced in 2012 with the aim of increasing the uptake of higher mathematics and the long-term goal of improving students' mathematical capabilities. Bonus points mean that students who opt to do higher level maths and who obtain a score greater than or equal to 40% in their Leaving Cert examination are awarded an additional 25 bonus points. Based on the current CAO system, this means that a student who obtains 40% at higher level would receive more points, 71, than a student who achieved 90 to 100% in the ordinary level paper, 56. Maths is the only subject for which bonus points are available, thus giving the subject a special status in our education system. Despite assurances that bonus points would initially be rolled out on a four-year trial basis, it has now been in place for 12 years with no formal evaluation of the initiative conducted. As part of an independent research project, we have carried out several studies investigating the impact of bonus points on the profile of students in the higher level mathematics classroom, students' motivations to study higher level maths, teachers' perspectives on bonus points, and the impact on students' performance in the subject. The findings from these studies will highlight some of the unintended consequences of attributing such a special status to mathematics. As mentioned at the outset, between 2011 and 2024, there has been a 130% from 15.8% to 36.3% increase in the proportion of students taking Leaving Cert Maths at higher level. As such, bonus points have been successful in achieving its primary aim of increasing the number of students opting for higher maths. In 2019, we conducted a study with 911 senior cycle students who were taking higher maths and asked them what factors motivated them to study the subject at this level. From a list of 19 factors, the two factors that most students selected were: I wanted to get bonus points, 91.2% in agreement, and I will get good CAO points from it, 80.3%. These findings leave us in no doubt that the bonus point initiative is driving the uptake of higher level maths, and Irish students are now primarily extrinsically motivated to study the subject at this level. However, research has also found that extrinsic motivational factors can lead to diminished intrinsic motivation amongst students. Therefore, the central role that the Bonus Points Initiative is currently playing in motivating students to study higher maths may have longer-term negative effects on students' effective reaction to the subject. The surge in the number of students opting for higher level maths and the motivation behind this has also led to a change in the profile of students taking the subject. A research study with 266 senior cycle higher level maths teachers found that bonus points often resulted in students not suited to higher level mathematics persevering with it. This large number of less able students has resulted in a much wider range of abilities than would have been the case prior to 2012. Many of these students are also less ambitious and have lower expectations of themselves, often aiming just to reach, rather than exceed, the score required to be awarded bonus points. These findings present teachers with a series of challenges to contend with, most notably in terms of catering for much higher levels of diversity in the mathematics classroom. It is therefore unsurprising that the majority of teachers in our study would like to see the bonus points retained, but adjusted, 56%, or discontinued and not replaced, 23%. As well as having implications for teachers, bonus points may also be impacting the grades being awarded to students. Between 2008 and 2024, the profile of students studying higher level maths has changed considerably. A figure which has remained consistent in this time is the combined proportion of students opting to complete their Leaving Cert maths examinations either at higher level or ordinary level, ranging from 87.9% to 94.1%. Given that the maths capabilities of the combined higher level and ordinary level cohorts are unlikely to have varied too much from year to year, one would expect that the proportion of students achieving at the upper end of the higher level grading spectrum would remain consistent. However, we found that this was not the case. When comparing Leaving Cert maths results from 2008 to 2019, there is a 44% increase in the proportion of all higher level and ordinary level students achieving a score of 70%, H3 or above in current grading system, or better in the higher level exam. When 2008 is compared to 2024, there is a 116% increase in this proportion. While some of this inflation can likely be attributed to the impact of the predicted grades policy in 2020 and 2021, this trend of grade inflation was already in evidence prior to 2020. Given teachers' concerns about the profile of students now opting for higher level maths, it is highly unlikely that this increase can be attributed to a better calibre of students studying higher level mathematics as a result of the bonus points. Grade inflation of this nature can lead to a loss of confidence amongst stakeholders regarding the capacity for Leaving Certificate grades to provide valid and reliable information about students. This can lead to students being admitted to third-level courses for which they are not sufficiently mathematically prepared, an issue which has been highlighted in Ireland recently. Overall, these research studies offer the first comprehensive evaluation of the bonus points initiative. While it is clear that the primary objective of the initiative has been achieved, there have certainly been some unintended consequences. Assigning mathematics a special status has impacted on students' motivations for pursuing higher level maths. This has led to a need for different teaching practices in classrooms and raised concerns about the competencies of students graduating from second level. If the bonus points initiative is to continue, these implications need to be considered to ensure we develop students with the required mathematical competencies to guarantee a knowledge economy. Discover more at rte.ie/brainstorm. RTE Brainstorm is produced by RTE in conjunction with UCC, University of Limerick, Maynooth University, DCU, TU Dublin, Research Ireland and Chagosk.